KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
There's a spring in the mountain, and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and produced by West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support provided by Bailey Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with our host, Kathy Matea.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune, but the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning round, a simple song.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. I'm Kathy Matea, and we are at our home, the Culture Center Theater in Charleston, West Virginia. We're happy to be with you and happy you joined us out there on the radio. You'll be glad, too, because this week we are featuring an incredible duo comprised of two of this generation's best American songwriters, MC Taylor of His Golden Messenger and Taylor Goldsmith of the LA group Dawes are here as the MC Taylor Goldsmith Show. It's going to be great. They're touring some of their favorite intimate venues, and we're so glad they chose Mountain Stage as one of those stops. In our next hour, we hear from Kat Edmondson, a wonderful jazz and pop singer who's been one of our favorites since she started coming on Mountain Stage in 2012. Yes. Still to come in this hour, a young woman with a captivating voice and songs to match, Ken Pomeroy, is here. And in just a bit, a modern-day troubadour you really need to hear, just to be sure he's real, Johnny Fritz, is back. But we're going to open this week's show with a world-class bassist who defies categorization. He's also a singer-songwriter, and he's managed to forge a path that honors both sides of his talent. He started playing bass at 14 and went on to study at the renowned music program of the University of North Texas. He claims Bruce Hornsby as his mentor, and he spent 5 years playing with Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. He has a new album, it's his second, called Survive on Chrysalis Records. And it builds on his first release, layering sounds around his superb bass work. And he's brought a very special instrument with him this week that I'll let him tell you all about. We're so happy to have him back. Please welcome Scott Mulvihill.
Thank you so much.
Nothing like a blank page, you get to start from scratch. It could be anything, man, there's no catch. It's a good place for a dreamer, a good place for a dreamer to dream away. Nothing like a clean slate, you get another shot. To do things like you meant to the first time you picked up the chalk. It's a good day for a sinner, a good day for a sinner. So I wait for a clean slate. Sometimes I get caught up where I never meant to be. It's the curse of being free, the curse of being free. But baby, it's a good day for the travelers and the sinners, all the would-be winners, the everyday begin againers. Oh, begin againers. Nothing like a full tank and an open road. Cause every destination is between somewhere and somewhere else in this great nation, and it's your world. It's a good thing for a traveler, a good thing for a traveler, like cash in the bank. Oh, full tank. Sometimes I get caught up where I never meant to be. It's the curse of being free, the curse of being free. But baby, it's a good day for the travelers and the sinners, all the would-be winners, the everyday begin again.
So much. You know, this is actually my third time on Mountain Stage, and so I'm glad to be back. And was anyone here the last time I played here, like 2 years ago? Oh, right on. Okay, nice. Well, thank you for having me back. I love this place, I really do, and I was so excited to be with you again. And here at the show, they send you a little set list of what you did the last time. And I was like, wow, I've opened both of my other shows with that song. I was like, why ruin a good thing? And so I was like wanting to introduce myself to you in the first place, in case you hadn't heard me. But I did, as Kathy mentioned, bring a very special instrument with me today. And this is something, of course, I've been a bass player for a long time. This is an upright bass. But this one, I kind of built and modified not only to be a bass, but to be a MIDI sampler. And so this bass, maybe you thought these were like decorations or something, I don't know. Or maybe you didn't even notice them, but all these pads are little sounds that I can, using the computers and technology, blah, 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 I can actually accompany myself with other sounds that I dream up and like make and put on the instrument. So I'm gonna guinea pig you guys. Is that cool? You wanna be my guinea pigs? Yeah, great, great. I don't know what choice you have, really, you know. So, but as I was like playing all my solo shows for years, just alone with the bass, I love that sound, but it always was a fascinating idea to me. Like, I'm kind of like being a one-band band on the acoustic bass. What if I could actually make those other sounds that I'm trying to imply with my acoustic work, you know? Thank you so much, y'all. Database is what this instrument is called. It's about to explain it, but I didn't need to. And this is like, you know, this is a concept as much as it is an instrument. Because what this is called is sampling, and if you're a musician, you would know about all this. But in case you don't, you know, sampling is like taking other sounds and using them in other ways, you know, like so if I put my voice on here, that's a sample, but a lot of music samples other entire records. You might grab like a bar of something and make a sample out of it, right? And so this kind of thing's been around for a long time, but I just was so intrigued by the idea of doing it with my thing. So my plan right now, like I've just been taking this out for the first time, kind of starting in the last year or so. I did actually got to do a TED talk with this, which was really fun. And so for me, it is like a project that's ongoing, and I want to get more steady with it. The more I play it, the more songs I make for it. And this is I think I have time for one more song for you guys. And I'm gonna play a song that I actually wrote a couple years back. Was anyone here a few months ago when Ron Pope was playing? Did anyone come to the Ron Pope show? Nice. Well, Ron's a good friend and great, great songwriter. And we wrote this tune, and then I don't even think he's heard this version of it because I think he would flip out, because we did not write it on the database. But I really love this tune, and I'll be recording this later this year. And it's called Travel Light, Travel Fast. Thank you guys so much for being a great audience and welcoming me back. Really, I love y'all, and I appreciate it. So.
Travel light, travel fast. When it hurts, you know it will pass. Don't you dare waste your time, 'cause there isn't more to find. Breathe it in, breathe it out. You're gonna be alright somehow. Let the past stay in the past. Travel light and travel fast. Try to pay with silver, try to pay with gold. Go on, ask your mama, not that she would know. Nothing good is given, everything is earned. And you don't get to give in, so you gotta learn to travel light and travel fast. When it hurts, know it will pass. Don't you dare waste your time, 'cause there isn't more to find. Travel light and travel fast. Looking in the rear view, can you see the road? If you don't pay attention, how you gonna know? How you gonna find out where the story ends? You never see the last page unless you begin. So travel light and travel fast. When it hurts, know it will pass. Don't you dare waste your time, 'cause there isn't more to find. Breathe it in, breathe it out. You're gonna be alright somehow. Let the past stay in the past. Travel light and travel fast. Gonna find out when the story ends. You'll never see the last page unless you begin. So travel light and travel fast. When it hurts, know it will pass. Don't you dare waste your time, 'cause there isn't more to find. Breathe it in, breathe it out. You're gonna be alright somehow. Let the past stay in the past. Travel light and travel fast. Travel light and travel fast.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. He has toured as the opening act for Grammy winner Lauren Daigle. He has an NPR Tiny Desk concert. And as he said, look for his TED Talk. He has a TED Talk called Database. That's B-A-S-S, base. Human Music for a Tech World. And his new album is called Survive on Chrysalis Records. That was Scott Mulvihill. All right, it's time to welcome our singer, Julie Adams, to the show. And she'll be joined today, as always, by our Great Mountain Stage Band. That's Ron Soul back there. He's the leader of the band on acoustic guitar. Michael Lipton and Ryan Kennedy are our electric guitarists. Bob Thompson is over there at the piano. Steve Hill is on bass. And Ahmed Solomon is back there playing the drums for us. Julie has chosen Guy Clark's song, Dublin Blues. Please welcome Julie Adams.
A poor boy, works my middle name. If money was the reason, well, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults.
steps the day you said goodbye. Well, I wish I was in Austin. In the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are.
That was Julie Adams with Dublin Blues by Guy Clark. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. Remember, if you missed part of Mountain Stage or you want to hear something again, you can visit the podcast section of mountainstage.org. Each podcast includes songs not heard on the radio and the complete finale song. If you enjoy the show, take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever it is that you listen. Our next guest was born in Missoula, Montana, and raised in Virginia. He spent 15 years as a touring musician. He plays a blend of country and Western that is hard to define. He calls his genre dad country. He's a distinctive personality, a character, if you will, and a bit of a Renaissance man. He is also a famed leather worker covering household items from microwaves and coffee grinders to Telecasters. His tag is, "It's a Fritz." He has made guitar straps for all your favorite bands, and he even co-wrote the hit song, "All Your Favorite Bands," with Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes, who will be out here in a little while. He's been out opening shows for our headliners this week, Taylor Goldsmith and MC Taylor. His latest album is called Sweet Creep on ATO Records, and he's working on new music to be released later this year. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Johnny Fritz.
Wow, thanks, Kevin. How'd you know so much about me? This is a cool thing y'all got going on here, isn't it? Right? My throat's a little froggy, so but this is like free radio, though, right? You didn't pay anything to get here, right? So you're gonna get what you paid for. You might have paid to get in. I don't know. I'm sorry if you did. Oh, classical music is so clarinetty. I love meatballs but don't like spaghetti. It makes me so tired and I want to be ready. I love being ready to go. Oh, and I love to have to leave at the drop of a hat. I'm ready to go in seconds flat. Ready to go, man, I know about that. I love being ready to go. Oh, and I love leaving, throwing everything in the truck, fishing through the glove box and the radio, and letting the hood slam shut. And I love leaving, playing Tetris with the things in the van, circling the block till we get the right spot, and honking at my friends. Mm. all people really love to say, remember when? Wouldn't it be great to do it over again? They give anything to go back then instead of in the mess they've made. Oh, but me, I hate talking about the good old days. I never want to go down memory lanes. I only want to get into the passing lane, and I've always been that way. I guess I love leaving, leaving without saying goodbye, leaving without telling anybody I'm going, quick as a blink of an eye. Well, someday I'll meet a woman I know who wanna keep me around, and I'm gonna have to face the fact that I might wanna stay. But until then, I'll be just a-sittin' in my driveway. Turn the key, hopefully I'll be on my way. I love leaving, leaving all my troubles behind. I guess I'm getting that age when turning the page is easier than learning my lines.
You know, as a songwriter, and just as an artist, I think just pretty hard on myself. And a few years ago, went through like a real bad bout of writer's block, and so I just kind of developed these rules of just like write any idea that you have and just write it until it's absolutely done. Like just squeeze every single drop out of every idea, you know. And don't say anything that anybody's ever said before. Like no cliches. Those are kind of my rules. And I still didn't have any ideas, except I like to drink tea. That was all I had. You know, I was like, damn, this song's gonna suck, you know? And but I wrote it, and I'm proud of it, so here you go. It's kind of like a superhero song. It's like, you know, spinach is to Popeye as tea is to Johnny.
I'm the tea man, and there ain't no denying what I'm capable of pulling off when that first sip hits my lip. All you're gonna hear is my t-shirt rip and a little kid saying, "Mommy, look at that man, I'm a tea man, and I can drink more than he man. Hell, I don't even need a full night's sleep, just as long as you keep it coming. And I'll be alright living in my Sprinter, just as long as I'm parked out of a Target with a Starbucks in her. I'm the tea man, and I can drink more than England, more than the king and all his fairy merry little funny men. I'm the tea man, with milk and honey and Captain Crunch, and you in the morning, you and your ever-loving tea man. And I'll be alright living in my Sprinter, just as long as I'm parked out of a Target with a Starbucks in there. Peeking around the corner, waiting for an old friend to come, and I've always got time to put another hot kettle on. I'm the tea man.
All right. a lot of these songs bear a little bit of explanation. They're just don't make a lot of sense. And here's another idea that I had. It was one of these moments I was standing in line at Walgreens, and I saw a look from the clerk to the other clerk, you know? And they said something between each other. They didn't have to say anything, but it was like somebody could write a dissertation on what was exchanged between these two. Like, there was so much tension. And I just was like, oh, I know what's going on here. Those two dudes live together, and they're like, man, I'm so tired of being broke. I'm like, well, Walgreens is hiring. Let's go down there and just get jobs. And they did. And they got down there, and the one guy cared about his job, and the other guy was like, I'm not in this. You know, I don't care. And then the guy who cared got promoted, right? And then so suddenly he's the boss of his roommate, and his roommate's like, uh-uh. You know, you're on your own, bub. Anyway, I don't know. I've got like two more. Y'all just hang in there, all right?
One little small thing to do, and then wouldn't you know it, what does he do? He comes back 2 hours later without doing the one thing I asked him to do. I give him one little small task to pass, and then wouldn't you know it, what does he ask? 150 questions all about what he knows that he shouldn't be asking. It ain't all it's cracked up to be the boss. Sometimes I wish I could just demote myself, but it's lonely and ain't it hard at the top. I want to go back down with all the rest. I give Brenda 2 15-minute breaks, and then wouldn't you know it, what does she take? An hour and a half to go out and back and just get something quick to eat. Oh, and then Gary, issues don't never end. It's like playing cards with my sister's kids. I try, but I can't pretend it ain't gone wrong. It ain't all it's cracked up to be the boss. Sometimes I wish I could just demote myself, but it's lonely and ain't it hard at the top. I wanna go back down with all the rest. And then candy bars, they come and go, and I know exactly which one's stolen, but I can't tackle a kid in a parking lot even though I want to. When school lets out and they giggle and swarm, and they bob and weave, and I try to warn them, but nobody cares but me, and don't they know it, don't they know? It ain't all it's cracked up to be the boss. Sometimes I wish I could just demote myself, but it's lonely and ain't it hard at the top. I wanna go back down with all the backpack filled with dirty clothes, scratchy throat and a runny nose, 7 week run of throwaway shows. I'm only booked where no one knows me. Tulsa, Reno, Dallas, Denver. When can I afford to ever slow down? Slow down. Casual as shaking hands, we burn the candle at both of the ends. And I tried not to sleep with all of my fans, tried not to lose all of my friends. But nobody tells the singer no, how fast to go or when to slow down. Slow down. I chewed my fingers to the bone,
waiting on a test result, and I gave my credit card info to the clinic over the phone. Something's missing, something's wrong, I don't like myself at all. Slow down, slow down. Well, I should have listened to my mom when she'd take my little arm and say, slow down, slow down.
How we doing? I got like another song left? All right. You know, when I first kind of came on the scene, everybody's like, this guy's like the new outlaw. I was like, oh no, I'm not an outlaw. I'm like, more like somebody's weird dad or something, you know? So I'm a dad country. Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? Let's see if we can do this.
My whole entire dumbass extended family's all Debbie Downers and negative Nancy's, and there ain't no access, no way for connection unless you mention the stolen election. The greatest generation gonna break before bending, then crumble at the notion that things might be changing. Oh, they lose their minds if ever they're questioned. What kind of a predator thinks he's a victim? Extended families, all Debbie Downers and negative Nancy's, and oh, their whole lives they've been lived so backwards, polite to policemen but rude to their waiters. Baby boomers all starve for attention, and their lack of passion for life is upsetting, and they bust at the seams at the simplest suggestion. Good luck being black in their general direction.
Thanks.
Yes. Among other things, he is the music director of a boutique music venue in Sonoma County called Little Saint that has hosted surprise shows with Boy Genius, Phoebe Bridgers, His Golden Messenger, and many more. He's an avid runner with multiple marathons under his belt, and in part because of that, he has a new hip. And he has lived all over the U.S. and in many other places around the world. He's lived a lot of life in his years, including India, Australia, Japan, and the U.K. You can look for him at johnnyfritz.com or Dad Country on Instagram. His latest album is called Sweet Creep, and look for a new record later this year. That was Johnny Fritz. We hope you'll take a look at our website, mountainstage.org. There you'll find links to our podcast, and you can follow us on just about every form of social media. And of course, we invite you to follow us to our next live show. You can find out where we'll be and get your tickets at mountainstage.org. Next up on the show is a fresh new voice in the folk and songwriting scene. When she was 6 years old, she heard John Denver sing Leaving on a Jet Plane, and she became obsessed. Her stepmother burned her a CD with nothing but that song 18 times over and over. She listened to it constantly for the better part of 13 years. She started writing songs when she was 11 with a desire to inspire others the way she had been inspired. She says she wants her songwriting to make people feel like they're not alone. She had a song on the soundtrack of the movie Twisters and another on the Hulu show Reservation Dogs. She's raised in Oklahoma. She is proudly Native American. Her Cherokee name translates to little yellow-haired wolf in English, but her nickname was Coyote because she says she was sly. She has a new album coming out later this spring to be called Cruel Joke. Please welcome to the Mountain Stage, Ken Pomeroy.
Thanks so much for the warm welcome. It's our first time. My name is Ken, and this is Dakota McDaniel. Thank you guys so much. This is a pleasure for us to be here. This first one is about a dog that we had adopted about a year ago. And you know, when you adopt a dog, you think it's going to be normal. And then come to find out it's a liability around men and children. So I wrote a song about that and just how much of a great guy he is. So this one's called Rango.
Rango, I'll turn off the bedroom light, 'cause that sparkle in your eyes is bright enough to light the sky, Rango. If I die tonight, I'll lose everything in sight except the feeling of you bite. I know how you work from inside now. You're just like a child seeing snow for the first time. Walk like a stray dog on the way to a standoff. Nose high and eyes crossed with your tail tucked, Rango. Rango, he's nipping at your heels as your mind begins to heal. Here comes the darkness. Just like a child seen snow for the first time. Walk like a stray dog on the way to a standoff. Nose high and eyes crossed with your tail tucked. Walk like a stray dog on the way to a standoff. Nose high and eyes crossed with your tail tucked, Rango.
The song I just played is just about the happiest thing you're going to hear from me. So it goes, it's all uphill from here. It's actually a treacherous journey. But this next one will ease you in a little bit. It's brand new and not a lot of people have heard it, so we're going to give her a go. It's called Bound to Rain, and it's kind of just about every terrible thing that will ever happen to you. It's also gonna rain after that, so. Killed when the cat got loose.
That concludes tonight's news. You knew it's bound to rain. It's bound to rain. Stay vague, my dear. Slap the face of the auctioneer. Selling countryside in a new frontier. Steer clear. It's bound to rain. It's bound to rain. White dog and one black. Family ties that'll bleed you dry. Stand off on county lines, and you're wondering why it's bound to rain. It's bound to rain. Red-tailed deer in a pickup truck, fighting fire with fire in the hole you dug. Getting burned and you're damn near fucked, buddy, you're in love. It's bound to rain.
Thank you so much. So I grew up in the Bible Belt. I didn't grow up very religious. I went to Catholic school. But, you know, I got to learn a little bit on the outside. I didn't feel like I was affected by the pressures of it. So I'm thankful for that. But living in Oklahoma, we get to see a lot of terrible things happen in such a supposed godly place. And I've never really questioned anything. I've never had a reason to. But this song is kind of a like what is actually going on kind of song. So it's called Days Getting Darker.
Talking too loud, they can hear you way up in the sky. With the days getting darker, coyotes are nigh. Time drags on and there's nothing new to say. My mother keeps lying, saying there's no other way. Send me back to where I was before I knew how this felt. Take me for what I am, no more. The devil's hiding in the Bible Belt. Bible Belt. grass stays greener, 'cause God only wants what's right. But that's all I knew till the baby died. Say,
people think this last one is a love song, and I don't write love songs, but you know, to each his own. You can interpret however you'd like, but I wrote this one in Montana about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. Yeah, 5 years ago, during the pandemic, and it's just a tale of friendship gone bad, but it's more of a cowboy song. So again, I'd like to thank everyone so much for listening to us. My name's Ken, and this is Dakota. And this last one called Flannel Cowboy. I've never